This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The jobs report for May comes out this Friday, and once the headline numbers are digested, economists and analysts and journalists are going to start digging into the data. And one of the things we are going to be looking for is what's going on in the labor market for Black Americans. In April, the unemployment rate for Black workers in this economy hit 4.7%, the lowest on record. And the unemployment gap between Black and white Americans hit 1.6 percentage points, also the lowest on record. So we have gotten Michelle Holder on the phone. She's a labor economist at John Jay College at the City University of New York to talk things over. Dr. Holder, nice to have you back.
Nice to be back. Thank you so much, Kai.
When you saw that Black unemployment in this economy was at record lows, what did you think?
Well, my first thought was, yay. My first thought was, This is great. My first feelings were, I have to admit, celebratory.
Okay, I don't want to rain on the parade, but I wonder if your second thought was, uh-oh.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It was. So yeah. I quickly sort of regrouped and said, well, let me dig deeper into the numbers, and you know, a couple of things. The first is that there was a decline in the labor force participation rate among Black workers. Now, you know, I will say that that is part of really a secular trend in terms of a declining labor force participation rate in this country. Right. Not necessarily surprised by that, but there was a real discernible decline. But the other thing is, well, what are the jobs that that's really driving this decline in the unemployment rate? And I have to say that the quality of jobs that is kind of, you know, pushing this unemployment rate to such a low level is not that great.
Can we separate here for a second, Michelle, Black men versus Black women? Because, you know, we've been talking now for literally three years with you about these kinds of things. And from early on, we talked about Black women, and I want to get back to them, but I want to talk first of all about Black men and their labor force participation rate and what kinds of jobs they are getting.
Absolutely. So what's really been behind these numbers is increase in job holding among Black men in the labor market. And so let me be specific. Of the 3 million more jobs that the U.S. economy has now than it did in February 2020, a third of those jobs is in the transportation and warehousing industry. Mm. That industry is the industry that has the best representation in terms of Black male workers. The problem is the transportation and warehousing sector is a low wage sector.
Right. Okay, so Black men getting jobs, but not great jobs. What about Black women? Because early on in our series of conversations, we talked about centering Black women in this economy, how much more fundamental they are actually than women of most other races and ethnic categories to the security of their families. So what about Black women?
Sure. So Black women are for the most part back to where we were, but it took us longer. And also, we're not necessarily the reason why the Black unemployment rate is so low. The industries in which we are concentrated, which includes public sector work, it includes leisure and hospitality, and it particularly includes education and social services, those sectors really took much longer to recover. And in fact, public sector employment has not completely recovered. And so it's ironic that on the one hand, in terms of the change in the industrial mix of our economy, it benefited Black men, but it didn't benefit Black women.
Right. Okay. So let's frame this now in the situation we are in and the situation that we're about to be in for the next, you know, 6 to 18 months in this economy. The federal inflation's still a factor, coming down, but still a factor. Thus, the Federal Reserve is going to probably keep interest rates where they are for some time. We know that higher interest rates hit people at the lower end of the economic spectrum harder. And so and they lose, frankly, when interest rates are high and economies slow. So are Black workers in this economy positioned better now because of the gains, or are they still Disproportionately vulnerable?
I would have to say they're vulnerable. If the job market really begins to contract, it's going to be workers of color, Black, Latinx. It's going to be workers with lower levels of education, and it's going to be younger workers. And so the gains that have really been experienced by Black workers, particularly Black men, it's quite vulnerable because right. Black men are well represented in those industries and that are vulnerable to business cyclicality.
Michelle Holder, she's an associate professor of economics at John Jay College at the City University of New York. Michelle, thanks a lot. Really good to talk to you.
Same here. Thanks so much, Kai.